You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Radio Show right on We Talk Radio Network. It's a beautiful Saturday, cold morning. Listen, y'all know how I am with the cold, man. It's cold out there. But I hope y'all staying warm. Y'all probably still in the bed. Just getting out of bed, just getting ready to start your day on today. Listen, this is your boy T Smiley. We got a couple of things we want to talk about today. But for right now, I want to hit y'all with some Mood 3. I'm feeling Mood 3 real quick. So we're going to hit y'all with some Mood 3, a couple songs, and then we'll come back. Y'all get ready to enjoy this show with your boy T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We gon' call this shit H2O.
Stop moving.
Flow like water, nigga. Yeah. Move, nigga. Not an average Joe. Clear as H2O. Oh. Kill beats and I drill a soul. Lover, drill it slow. Yeah. Who above me? Only God. But I swear to God, I feel like rap gods. I'm a salmon plate. Niggas fry cod. I've been nice and spraying cans of bond. I've been like this, nah, I ain't gon' talk about that. The flow sound like a nigga got 200 plaques. Always talk about my flows, I can't rap about cap. Almost drowned in little mama, ooh, she stay with that wild. Pussy like a submission, now I'm drinking that tab. Mood 3, how you living, where you at on the map? I move around, probably in your big style. I get down like grandma's when they chef in the kitchen. This quarter sack like baseballs, won't see where I'm pitching. Every time I went broke, it was on me to fix it. I beat the beat up, give it more kicks than hibbits. More spins than fridges, big headed like midgets. Fingernail dirty, but I still a hoard of acrylics. Stay higher than buildings, having vision about millions. Keep betting on me, I have lucky feelings. We was down, we doing better, sexual healing. No Jada, she sneaky, so you know that I'm willing. Murder beats, I be killing. Wardrobe on COG sweat mesh with net jersey to smooth it. He dies Brody clueless. He ain't know that I do this. Used to be a hooper in my rap shoes and they do fit. Vocals on sick when I spit sniffing mucus. You don't know about Marcus. Ignition, I start this. H2O, wet flow H2O. Soldier boy, she thirsty. And she for the gold. Bitch, need H2O. Jump into my ride. Double like H2O. Jump between my thighs.
Between my thighs, her spine on H2O. Fuck a hater, fuck a swear I hate. COG, ENT, O3, Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. I smoke a fatty with my brother from another. Then I got a jet. Stick to the script. If I was a dog, I'd be a pit. I ain't fear shit. Not about the blue faces, I ain't hearing shit. Not about the business, bitch, then get up out this bitch. She said she want no witnesses, everything getting hit. All my shit is hit. Nigga, better tap in. From the bottom, get the shoot with a phone, turn to zoom in. COG the movement. Work hard with my hard hat. Bars stick like mucus. Gotta go like deuces. Yeah, nigga, I do this. Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it. Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it. Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it. Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it. Write it down and act like I'm with Nike and just do it. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time.
I'm really nice if you didn't know. Better get a clue, dog, I'll change your name to Blue. Higher than the fucking roof, and that's all the time. But I had hoop dreams, a fucked up mix. But I had 36, I did not miss. With the fresh ass kicks and the fresh ass swag. And I hoop so good when I'm so hot, like a southern cookout. I'm so fried, and if we lose this bitch, nigga, we just might fight. Cause I'm from Compton, the east, where they stay with a piece. And everything ain't beautiful like the look on my niece. And I just thought that you should know why I stay on my feet and move, stick and move. Pop, pop, squeeze like a lemon, dude, that's what niggas do. When they line up and catch a few, I ain't niggas fool. Niggas out here looking like nigga fool. I'm starving, yeah, I'm on my grind. Yeah, I say that shit and then I mean it all the time.
Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that shit like all the time.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's what's up. Listen, man, I've been over here chilling, man. Listen to Mood 3. That boy go hard, man. He go hard, man. I got like two more songs I'm going to play for him, but that's going to be a little bit. But listen, you tuned in to the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley right here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, it's been an incredible weekend. I was off yesterday, man, and I got a chance to go and play pickleball for the first time. It was different, you know what I'm saying? If anybody know about pickleball, you know, it's kind of like tennis, and then it's kind of like, table ping pong. It was different. It was different. It was a good experience. I was definitely loving it. I got a chance to practice a little bit before. They got a couple guys from one of my coworkers and a guy from my job. We got a chance to go out and play yesterday. It was just amazing to the fact that, you know, I got there and didn't know how to play the game. They taught me in about two or three games and got to learn the rules and the way of playing the game. And so got a chance to get out there and play, and it was actually fun, man. So I'm definitely going to have to check out pickleball again. I'm definitely going to be playing again. Those of you that haven't played it, thought about playing it or whatever the case may be, listen, I would encourage you to go and try it out, man. It's people from all ages. You know, you got the young people out there. You even had a couple older people out there playing, but, you know, it's a good game, you know, a good way to stay in shape. So I encourage all of y'all to go and check out pickleball. Go try it. Try it out at least once. It's pretty cool. I also got a chance to go to a wrestling match. Those of you who know Miss Riley of the Ken and Rye Show, she had a wrestling match on yesterday. And she did an awesome job. She ended up getting a medal. She won a third place medal. So shout out to Riley, doing her thing out there on the wrestling mat. You know what I'm saying? Taking them girls down, man. I'm telling y'all, if y'all have never seen wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Like real wrestling, not the TV stuff, like the school wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Them kids out there going hard, like every single time they get on the mat, it's very intense. You got the fans. I mean, you got the parents hollering. You got the coaches out there hollering. I mean, it's just exciting. Miss Kia D stepped in. She said it sounded like a basketball game, but it's just very intense. Those girls work very hard, and if they lose, man, some of them cry. You know what I'm saying? Some of them cry because it's that intense, but. You know, they get it together and try to get out there and try to win the next match. So very proud of Miss Riley. Y'all will be able to check her out on a social media platform. I think Miss Kia D put it up on Facebook. We got it out there on YouTube, TikTok. I mean, it's out there. So if y'all want to see Riley, the Ken and Rye Show, y'all want to see her take somebody down, go check that out on all social media platforms. WeTalkRadio.com. Check it out, man. Y'all, that's a sight to see. I'm telling you, it's a sight to see. Man, that was all Friday. Saturday, we got a chance. Was it Saturday? Yesterday again? No, today's Saturday. I'm sorry. Listen, I've been off since Thursday, so my mind is thrown off. Today is Saturday. I'm sorry. That was Thursday. Riley had her wrestling match. Friday, last night, we got a chance to go and watch Mr. Traylon Green of the Louisville High School basketball team. Got a chance to go watch him hoop last night. And I tell you, that boy is amazing. He is amazing. Wow. Wow, I think he ended the night with 18 points. He was trying to get that 20 points last night. The boy's bad. Listen, y'all can check him out as well. If you want to go check him out, you can check him out on probably the Louisville High School website, where they show and highlight, you know, the star players. And this guy, I'm telling you, man, I felt like I wanted to get out there on the court last night because he was just hooping. I was like, oh, man, I ain't never really just – I seen him play, but he's on another level. And he's doing great things down here in the DFW area. So we want to shout out to Mr. Trayden Green because he is a bad boy. He is a bad boy. Kia, you want to say something about Mr. Trayden? You know, that's your nephew. You know, let's talk about it.
So real talk, shout out to Riley D. I want to say that first. That's my baby girl. She literally, you know, every time I watch her play, you know, every time I watch my oldest daughter play, Maja, she played basketball. Man, it was electrifying. So electrifying. Like, I remember one time I took my wig off in a game. Real talk, that actually happened. I was so excited. The game was so tight. Like, last night, the game was tight. We were at 48 and 48 last night. Like, it was like, I mean, in the score, we were in fourth quarter, and we had 1 minute left kind of deal. I mean, that's how it was. Well, this is how it was many years ago when my baby was playing, and I pulled my wig off. Shout out to the basketball game back in the day because it went down, okay? I mean, I was really excited. So I didn't have a wig on last night to pull off, but if I did, I would have pulled that bad boy off and swung it in the air because I was that excited to watch my nephew Traylon in the game last night. Now, my nephew Princeton is also on the team, so I got two nephews on the team now. Last year, I had three nephews that were on the exact same team for Louisville High School. One of my nephews, shout out to Kylan, he graduated last year, so he actually is in college now doing his thing, playing basketball in college. I'm going to make sure we announce that on a weekly basis too because he's doing big things out there in Florida. And my nephew, my other nephew too, Isaiah, he's doing big things up there in South Dakota for the Jackrabbits playing football. I mean, our whole family's doing major things. But real talk, shout out to my nephew last night. He rocked the entire freaking audience. This whole stadium was rocking when he was going side to side. We was going side to side with him. When he was shaking the dudes, we was shaking dudes too. I mean, it was electrifying. So if you haven't gotten out to a game, it doesn't matter who it is. Go support a game. I don't care if you don't have kids, if you don't have grandkids on the team. It doesn't matter. Just get on out and support these boys, real talk, or girls. It doesn't matter. But it was really awesome watching the game last night, watching my baby girl do her thing, watching her pick up another person and slam them on the ground. Absolutely amazing. So shout out to Riley, real talk. She did good. Her first match, this was her third match that she ever won. So she's lost a couple. This is her very first year doing wrestling. She's lost a couple matches. Now this is her third match that she's won. The first match that she ever won, she won it in 49 seconds.
49 seconds?
She took the girl out in 49 seconds. And I said, see what I mean? Because the first, you know, that first loss, she had like two losses and then she got a win or something like that. So those first couple of losses were devastating. She would lay on the mat. Like, you know how you got your hands? Oh, man. Oh, defeated. That's the word. She was defeated. And then all of a sudden yesterday, the girl she beat was laying on the mat. It took her a minute to get up because that girl was defeated. So shout out to my baby for taking her down. Real talk. That's that green blood and that Davis blood. That's how we do over here. Shout out to them Greens and Davises out there in the world. Whoop, whoop.
You know, it was funny. Thank you, Miss Kia. It was funny. It was funny. We was watching Riley wrestle the other day, and one of her cousins was there. He was like, man, she could pick you up. And I was like, you know what? Listen, we don't want to talk about that. I don't want to discuss that because I'm if anybody that knows T Smiley, I'm a little skinny. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean I'm weak. I ain't weak. But that girl, she picked me up one time. And said, hey, listen, man, we can't do that out in public. We can't do that out in public because I think it's something wrong. Ain't nothing wrong over here. It's all good. It's all good. No. Riley definitely is doing her thing, you know, her first year of wrestling, and I was proud of her to see she got her medal. She got her third place medal. She did her thing out there. But yeah, man, it's been an incredible weekend. It's definitely been an incredible weekend. We're still we're still, you know, it's still the weekend. We still got all day today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hang out today, have a good time, try to stay warm and all that. And then tomorrow, of course, you know, it's Sunday, man. Those of y'all that go to that don't go to church or thought about going to church, man, go to church. Try going to church on Sunday morning. And then if you don't, check us out here on We Talk Radio for our Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn that airs every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
I got a question. I got a question, T. Smiley. I know you, first of all, my bad, I didn't even give a shout-out to the caveman tuned in this morning. Shout out to the caveman. Happy Saturday. I know for a fact you have two beautiful daughters. And I know you've been going to the wrestling matches, watching wrestling. You actually love one of your favorite sports. It's like WWE. I like UFC. I like seeing people fight. Boom, boom, kick, ow. You know, I love all that. You have two beautiful and amazing daughters, age 9 and 7. You know, they're going to be going to high school soon. What happens if they express interest in wrestling? What is dad going to say?
Oh, man, I'm definitely telling them to go for it. Actually, my oldest daughter, she, you know, I think I rubbed off on her. Actually, both of them, but my oldest daughter is taking very much interest in the WWE. She likes talking to me about wrestling, and she even got some of the names down. So I'm like, okay, that's what's up. You know, if they want to pursue wrestling or whatever when they get into high school, I'm gonna be all for it. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I know for sure is once the other kid gets your baby on the floor, it's kind of one of them like, hey, get up off of it now.
That was about to be my question. What happens when you? Because you got to remember. You know, in wrestling, I want y'all to go see a wrestling match, like real wrestling. I'm not talking about WWE. We're not talking about WWE. We're talking about high school wrestling. Go look up a high school wrestling match, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, a lot of times, they have these kids' bodies twisted in, like, knots and pretzels, and with their head smashed to the floor underneath their, what is this, your forearm right here? Yeah. You put your forearm on the back of their head, the back of their neck, and you holding them down. You got their legs and their arms twisted in a pretzel. You know, one of the things that's interesting about wrestling, you cannot yell, really. Like, it seems like a basketball match because it's so intense. But the yelling portion, like, I'm a yelling parent. I love to yell at my daughter. Not yell at her, but, yeah, go, Riley, woo! You know, all of that. You can't do a lot of that at the wrestling match because the coach has to be able to communicate with the person on the mat. You got to be able to communicate with your team on the mat. If you, just like a basketball game, the coach is trying to yell from the sidelines, these kids can't hear what the coach is yelling. In wrestling, you have to be quieter so that the coach can actually, so the participant on the ground can actually hear what they're saying, period, point blank. One of the things that I want to know is how are you going to keep quiet knowing good and well your daughter is stuck on the mat with somebody's arm on her forearm, on her head, holding her down. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, like basketball, you know what I'm saying? You can't really be down there on the sideline and stuff like that. Wrestling, the parents can be down there, but they just can't be that loud, you know. I think what I'll probably be the parent that's down there down there by the coach, trying to make sure the coach is saying the right thing, doing the right thing. And then on top of that, I'm going to be putting my two cents in too. You know what I mean? That's just any parent. And the reason why Miss Key is asking that, cause I know she be yelling, she be down there. And when one of the kids got Riley down, pinning them down or twisting up like that, y'all should see it, man. She twisting and hollering and all that other stuff. Get out my baby. Get up, Riley. You know what I'm saying? So I believe I'll be the same way. It's interesting you asked about, you know, once they get in high school. I was talking to my daughter last night exactly, and we was talking, and all of a sudden she brought up prom. Mm. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what is this conversation going? And I'm just listening to her talk, and she's like, you know what, Daddy? Everybody else going to be dressed up in their dresses. I was like, yeah, you gonna have your dress too? She was like, no, I'm good. I was like, baby, you can't go to, you know, what you gonna wear? And she was like, oh, I'll just wear some sweatpants and a shirt. I was like, no, you can't do that. Not at the prom. But you know, listen, she's very laid back. She don't mind just, you know, if we're going out somewhere, she really prefer to wear like sweatpants or some pants and a t-shirt. She likes to just chill. But now my baby girl, that's a whole nother story. She like right now she's 7 years old and she already has a makeup palette. She wanted me to go to the store and buy her a makeup palette and some makeup brushes, and I'm just like, I'm thinking in my head like, nah. But I'm like, you know, they're some grown kids. I don't mind you putting on makeup. You at home, stuff like that. But you know, going out somewhere, ain't no makeup. You just 7 years old, baby. You got a couple more years before you can, you know, get makeup on and do all that, you know, all the girly stuff. So, you know, I appreciate them understanding the way, you know, that, you know, we want to raise them and making sure that they, you know, do the right thing and not out there, you know, all on, you know, some of these kids, you know what I'm saying, they all on social media, they doing videos and stuff like that, and you have to, as a parent, you know, you have to watch out for them, you know what I'm saying, because you got some sick people out there that, you know, that look at that and you know, it's the potential for, you know, a disaster. So, you know, Ms. Kia D.
I got a question for you. I know we're going to talk about the Cowboys game here in a second. I'm ready for that, too. I know everybody's ready for that, too. But I really want to know, because, you know, you have a lot of men who tune into your show, and you do have a lot of men who have daughters. You know, how do you plan on having, like, those conversations that are really important, the puberty, sex? I know y'all don't want to talk about that as men with your daughters, but, you know, do you have a plan in place? Because they're growing. So you got about one. Let me see. You got your oldest is 9, 10, 11, possibly 12, somewhere in there. You know, those, you know, women issues, those womanly things that happen to a woman's body are going to start to happen to her. How are you planning on? I see your face right now. His face is all the way turned up. Ooh, yeah, but it's real. You know, how do you plan on having those conversations literally in the next couple of, if we think about it in real terms, probably about the next 30 months, not even a couple of years, right? We're going to give it to you in months, 30 months. That ain't a long time. What you put, 20 months.
Man, listen, for me, I mean, I know they're young, I know she's young and everything, but, you know, we got a couple years for that. I know not a lot, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, me, I'll handle it as to, you know, they have a great mother that teaches them well. And then on this side, they got a great, you know, stepmom that teaches them well. So, that conversation is going to be held between, the two of them, and that'll be here just to support and, you know, what you need, you know, try to help you out on things you need. Now, I know it's going to be weird trying to go to the store and trying to pick out the right, you know, what we call it, you know, what they call it, tampon, maxi pads, whatever the case may be. You know, we got to, I know, fellas, we don't want to talk about this. This is K radio show, you know, this is men radio station, but listen, if you like me, you know what I'm saying, let the mama, you know, handle it, you know what I'm saying? I don't even really know what to say, because I'm just, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, ugh, whew, daddy can't really do nothing about that, you know what I'm saying, except for, you know, try to get you what you want, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, it's going to be, can I get this, and can I get that, and, you know, they're going to be hurting, and I'll just sit there like, ah, I don't know what to do, baby. I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's enough of that. What I would do, you know what, fellas, if y'all got some, if y'all not thinking the same way I'm thinking, if y'all thinking that y'all can, you know, y'all have that conversation, if you had that conversation, man, listen, call the number 563-999-3456. We can talk about it. I don't mind listening to other people's opinion, you know what I'm saying, to help me out, you know what I'm saying. I'm asking you right now to help me out. So if y'all got something to say on that, please, listen, call in. Hit the number one if you want to talk, and we can talk about it, you know what I'm saying. That is a conversation, you know what I'm saying. So y'all can call in, voice your opinion on that, and we can talk about it, no doubt. But listen, I want to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys because we be here in the Dallas DFW area, man, and we listen. We were so hyped, you know, about Dallas, you know, advancing. And y'all have heard me and E-Man on here talking about the Cowboys and their record and talking about all this, you know, oh, yeah, they're going to win. And, you know, I spoke to Dak. You know, yeah, I did have a quick little conversation with Dak and everything. And then we get to the game day, and they didn't show up.
Crickets.
They didn't show up. You know what I'm saying? We got Kid over here talking about crickets. But listen, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Y'all stay with us. We're gonna play a couple songs here, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Yep.
Yeah. I got the sauce. Yeah. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now.
Yeah,
nigga. I got the sauce now. 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 I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now.
Nigga.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I'ma get fly today. I'ma get high today. She bringing it my way. It's in the game, yeah. Good girl, go to church on Sunday. Still throw it back like, ay. Polo blue for the spray. Cartier's for the shades. Stand up, then get laid. Been like that since the Braves. Talking about torching out days. From the bottom, yeah, a lot of shit changed. Now a nigga move like a boss. Now the whip, candy paint gloss. Nigga been six, no cough. Dip with my meal, got the sauce. Blew like downtown, have a nigga lost. Lemon pepper stain on my white teeth from Ross. Took her dinner oil on my do-rag. Weed in my sack, designer bag. 2 gram blunt, that's some jet lag. 6'5", still push a Cooper. Freestyles on Lil Snoop. I had the Louis, she want the two. My first name, she ain't even new. Dip, owner, I got the sauce. Pipes, gang, leave her exhaust. I'm him, fuck who you think. Move three, colder than snow. What's your purpose? Conquering ghosts. What you doing? Smoking a O. Gas by the gallon, sauce like Italian. WTF, Moody. You wildin', OMG, Moody, you stylin'. I'm like, yo, get the tank. If it starts touching me and start foulin', I know niggas who had talent. I know bitches with hella mileage. Where I come from, shit get greedy. I had daddy shoes, shirt, did you? I got the sauce now. Plus, I really be using my noodle. Cops be searching for niggas like Google. The flower I inhale don't care the brutal. It's just a peace of mind. They heard about that killer, asked me, turn into a mind. From the block, like stop sign. I got the sauce now. 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 I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Oh.
I got the sauce now.
Nigga.
Yeah. I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
Too hot to be catching shade, too rich to be catching fades. Bitches know that I got a sauce. West side, sweet baby rays. We from the bottom where the boat is at. Dracos with the soda straps. Way before these niggas knew I rap, I was fucking bitches in the cul-de-sac. Been cocky, I've been rude. Designer shoes since middle school. Been stepping on Pro Tools. Yo, new bitches, my old news.
I keep a foreign check in the Glock 40. In the city, I'm a top story. Chinatown, eat bok choy. All these Asian bitches know I got the soy.
Been balling since AAU. Block boy and a player too. Whip green with the layup too. And the end leagues got a player view. I ain't worried about what these haters do. Too busy making player two. Teach these niggas how to go fishing there. Fuck around and put bait on you. But I been had that Bombay. New York hoes like I'm Conway. Shy bitches like Kanye. Texas bitches give me all the praise. More lemonade than Beyonce. White bitch with an ass and face. Fuck a nigga for the weed and race. Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Now.
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 I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Oh.
I got the sauce now.
Nigga.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Yeah.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now.
Right now.
I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now. I got the sauce now.
babies, even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I school why you won't have a day paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble. Feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girl, be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be fangin' they ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touch the flow the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. Made some cashes with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I scout about her and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind if it's cause I'm the man.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
This your boy T Smiley. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and checking us out. Listen, if this is your first time, what I want you to do right now, if this is your first time being on the show, hit the number one. I want to bring you in and shout you out for being a part of the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Your first time, listen, you are a caveman after you've been on the show for the first time. I just want to give you a shout out. I think we have Memphis 10 on. We have Darcy, Zay, Tay, and Kyrie right there from the Memphis, Tennessee area. They are actually Darcy is actually Miss Kia D's sister, and then Zay, Tay, and Kari, they are her nieces and nephews. So listen, I really want to pull them in real quick just to say hello real quick. We have y'all on the line. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Good.
That's good, man. Good to have you on, man. Listen, I know it's been a minute. I was in Memphis, came to see you guys a couple months back, man. So we got to get back down there to check y'all out again, see y'all, and have a good time. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing good. How was school this week?
Good.
It was good? Can you tell everybody what grade you're in?
I'm in the seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Wow. Are you playing any sports?
Right now I'm playing football and basketball.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, listen, right here on the Cave Radio Show now, we talk sports. So we talked a little sports. So football, tell everybody what position you play in, and then let us know what position you play in basketball as well.
I play left and right tackle in football, and I play center in basketball.
You play center in basketball. That mean you getting some blocks in. You posting people down low. Listen, I love it. Which one? All right. So if you had to choose one to play, and one to go out to college and play. Which sport would that be? Would it be basketball or would it be football?
Football.
Football. That means you're a beast in football. I'm gonna have to come check you out now. We coming to Memphis. We're gonna check you out, man. Send us your schedule.
Okay. I'm playing for the high school team.
You playing for the high school team in Memphis?
Uh huh. Listen.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Listen. You stay right there. Stay on the line. I'm gonna bring in one of our hosts for our Sunday night show, Mr. E-Man. I'm gonna bring Mr. E-Man in. I know he got a short amount of time to be here. Good morning, Mr. E-Man.
Well, good morning, Mr. T. Smiley, and to the cavemen. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Listen, we have a young man that's on the line, Mr. E-Man. He's in the seventh grade. He plays football and basketball down there in Memphis, Tennessee, and he's actually Ms. Kia D's nephew. And so we had him on the line. I don't know if you heard, but he said if he had to choose a sport to play going into college, he said he would play football. What do you think about that?
Long as he ain't playing for the Cowboys, that's all I'm saying. Let me start that.
That's
an awesome thing. You say he in the seventh grade?
Yes, sir. He's in the seventh grade. Yes, sir.
Okay, what position he want to play?
I think he's still on the line. Zay or was it Tay? Which one was it? I'm sorry. Tay.
It's Kari.
Kari. All right, Kari. Uh-huh. He asked what position. Let him know what position you played again.
Left and right tackle.
Oh, left and right tackle. Okay, so you're in the seventh grade. How much you weigh right now, sir, young man?
250.
In the seventh grade, 250?
And 6'3".
You say 250 and 6 feet?
6'4".
You 6'4", you're in the seventh grade, and you weigh how much again?
250.
Oh,
wow.
You ought to be playing for Oklahoma.
Wow.
You ought to be playing for Oklahoma State or UCLA or something. So you,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know, the lineman, you know, and this is what's funny. That's a good position because what's funny, a lot of people think it's the running backs and the quarterbacks make a lot of money. But it is the lineman that makes the most money. So, you didn't know that, Mr. T, huh? You think Dak and you think all of them guys making them millions of dollars. But if you Google most of the lineman salary, most of the lineman salary exceeds the quarterback and the running back and the wide receiver. It just kept quietly. Why? Because they are the forces that really someone wins the game. So this young man, if he's already 250, 6'4", you know, hey, he can move a few people out of the way. You remember Refrigerator Fred from Chicago? You know, I think the year he was playing, and a lot of guys wasn't even making millions of dollars back in the day. That's when I was coming up. He was already making millions. We just didn't know his salary, you know, because it was real kept secret because it was unheard of for teams to be playing a player $1 million. This is a true story. So to this young man, you know, how are your grades, young man?
Good. I had that fit another week.
Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Well, make sure them grades stay up. You know, move a few people on the line. And watch those scouts come out to start scouting you out. You know, you probably already got all kind of letters already, right? You probably already got the students looking at you, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's going to be awesome. Give me your name again so I can follow you because I'm going to borrow some money once you make it to the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
My name's Kari.
Kari? Well, Kari, I'm going to be following you. I'm going to look you up because, you know, I need a few $100 I'm going to borrow from you because I know you already going to make it. You sound like a very intelligent young man. Let me encourage you to, you know, keep working hard. Keep working hard, you know.
Yes,
keep
sir.
On. I know your mama got a, you know, I know your mama probably got some bills over there. What size shoe you wear?
13.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Mr. T. I hate to be feeding him.
Well,
well, young man, you keep on doing the doggone thing, and I encourage you just to, you know, work hard, stay with them grades, and why I share that with you, because my son played in the NFL, and I remember all his peewee games. I remember all his high school games. I think I only missed two games in his whole, from peewee to high school to college and to the pros. I think I missed two games. And so you stay in there. You keep on doing the doggone thing. Shaq ain't got nothing on you. You in the seventh grade. Shaq ain't, man, this is a little Shaq all over again, huh?
Right,
we're going to be looking for you, Kyra. That's what's up, Mr. T.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kyra, you had a cousin. You have a cousin named Brad. He told me to tell you to go play for the Cowboys because they need some help. So with that being
for
said, so with that
for
being
sure.
said, how about them Cowboys, Mr. E Man?
Well, Mr. T, we came on the show Sunday night. It was a whole. It turned our whole show, Mr. T. We came on. We're gonna be talking about something else. By the time the Cowboys got through, it was a whole totally different show Sunday night. Why? Because I think all our expectations, because I think last week you said you had a conversation with Mr. Dak. Didn't you say that
did,
last Sunday?
Did.
What did you tell his brother? What did
man,
you tell
I,
him, Mr. T?
Hey, he was excited. He was excited. You know what I seen? He was excited. You know what I mean? So I was just like, okay, you know, I mean, let's go get this win. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get this win. So
that's what I was thinking.
But, you know,
what happened? Tell us what happened, Mr. T. You know what? Can you help us out a little bit? What happened with the boys on last? My goodness! I mean, and you know what? You know what's so strange? You don't hear nobody saying nothing right about now. I ain't heard nobody all week say nothing about the Cowboys. You know, except for a lot of stations. You know.
Right. It's been quiet on the Dallas Cowboy fan wagon or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I haven't heard anything. Man, only thing I heard is Dak got fined $25,000 for, you know, agreeing with the fans that threw trash and stuff at the refs. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all I'm hearing. Like,
right.
Ain't nobody saying, oh, we got them next year because this was. Looking as to be our year this year, and then down to the last 14 seconds, we did some stupid stuff. So you know, I just don't know, bro. I don't know.
Listen, Mr. T, Mandy don't even know nothing about sports, and she hollering at the TV last Sunday night, the other night. I said, I thought you didn't know nothing about sports. She up there talking about, throw the ball, Jack, throw the ball. It was so funny. It was boring. But no, I mean, we do understand it was somewhat a disappointment, you know, because I think our hopes was high. I think everybody in the city, because, you know, we Cowboys for life no matter what. We support them no matter what. But at the end of the day, my goodness. You know, good thing you say you didn't bet me that $100. I so appreciate it, Miss T. I got it in my pocket right now. You know,
man. If I was a bad man, I would have been up 100. You know what I mean?
But, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, my goodness.
It's all good though, man. Because I'm like, now, you know what do we look for next year? You know, what do we say next year? I'm the type of person right now. I ain't saying nothing next year. I'm just going to watch the game. You know what I'm saying?
You say, I'm just going to be quiet. This is what kind of concerns me, Mr. T, or you can help answer this question. Why do you feel or why do you think every time a situation this happens like this, they immediately go to the coach and want to fire the coach? Why is that? Well, I mean, I never heard of this thing. You lose a game, and then all of a sudden your job is just on the line. Is that something new and approved in the NFL? Because I think McCarthy did a great job, and I think they're gonna be awesome this year. A few little pieces, because you know it's always Earn Sharpman Earn, right? is always really tweeting. But where did this stuff come from? Because all I've been hearing is the coach going to get fired. What do you think about that, Mr. T?
You know, like Miss Kia D said, you know, it's Jerry's world. You know what I'm saying? It's Jerry's world. So, you know, in his mind, it's the coaches. But it's funny you ask that question because you would think it would be something like the NBA. You know what I'm saying? If a team is losing, you know, they losing streak is it like 5 or 6 or whatever the case may be, or couple of them star players not showing up, you know what I'm saying? The first thing they talk about instead of firing the coach is trade. So, you know, you would think they would get rid of some of the people that they think is, you know, if they didn't show up or if their stats not right or whatever the case may be, you would think they would try to go after the players instead of the coach, because the coach could do a great job. Like you said, all season long, he could do a great job, but then just mess up, you know, and they end up losing. So the question is, you know, who would we possibly potentially trade, you know, if we were to trade a player instead of the coach? Keep the coach. Let's trade somebody. Who would you trade?
Let me see. Who would I from the Cowboys right now? I'm going to mess you up, Mr. T.
Uh-oh.
You know who I would trade?
I just wanted to see if that was a thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Zeke Elliott. I mean, the brother. I mean, he was running that ball before he got those meetings.
Right.
But Paula, to me, I mean, they could have kept him in the lineup. I have seen Elliott do hardly nothing this year. And anybody can dispute this. You can call up on the K Radio Show. It's the K
Please
Radio
call.
Show. This is what we men do. It's just my opinion, Mr. T.
Yeah.
I would get rid of him because he ain't, to win those kind of games, you got to run the ball. What 90-some percent of the game has got to be run plays. But 1 and 2 yards, you can't get 1 and 2 yards, you know, and control the game. We just had this young man on that's in the seventh grade, 6'4", 200 and some pounds. He could have got out there and moved a few people and opened up the hole, but you gotta be able to get through the hole. I mean, you know, you gotta be able to run. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this tip tapping and then everything is blamed on Dak. Dak can only do so much because you know they done kind of switched the game where they, because see, what made Dak so significant, he was running. But I do know, you know, they try to protect the quarterback and they want him to stay out there in the pocket and all, and I get all of that. But turn him loose. If your running backs ain't going to do nothing, turn Dak loose because Dak can run that ball, man.
Yeah, he can run the ball. But one thing I would say is he ran with 14 seconds, man. But my thing was, you had the open space, but man, get out of bounds, bro. You only had 14 seconds. You only had 14 seconds, man. I'll go get that first down and go out of bounds and then try. But you know, hey, Dak only tried to do what, you know, he knew to do. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole blame can't be on him. You know, I was thinking about Ezekiel Elliott. You know, I think back in the day, man, it was more intense. It was more of getting in there and running and, you know, being aggressive. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I think they worried about, you know, how they look on the field, you know what I'm saying, with all them doggone, with the necklaces and the nose rings and the hairdos and all that. Like, get out there and play some ball, man.
Right, man. And, I mean, I'm kind of somewhat disappointed in Ezekiel. I mean, you know, he just haven't showed up to me. In the last couple of years, he haven't showed up to me. And so I went be shocked. And, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was about to say that's the reason why, you know, I was saying, like, the difference in between NFL and NBA because, you know, you got star players that's got a contract with all these millions of dollars, and if they ain't showing up, hey, it's time to rethink that contract, man, or send you on your way. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. You know, we've seen Odell. You know what I'm saying? He over there doing his thing over there in on the Rams, and then you know we don't know or Anthony Brown. We don't know where he's going to end up at, but, you know, good talents like that, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to see him on – or, you know, they doing good, you know what I'm saying? But we want to see ours doing good as well. But if not, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have to put him on the chopping block, brother.
Right. Well, we're going to go and start that controversy right here on the Cave Radio Show. Get rid of Zeke. Yeah, bring us somebody in here gonna run the ball. That's just gonna be that's the way I'm gonna say it. We need us a running back. You know.
Yes, sir. And listen guys, calling number is 563-999-3456. If you have something to say about these boys, about these Cowboys, listen, you can hit the number one and we can bring you up into this conversation. It's a good conversation. I know y'all. I know some people out there that's some Cowboy haters. And some Cowboy lovers. I'm more interested to hear the haters, man, at this point, because I probably end up agreeing with whatever they got to say. Because you know, again, this is supposed to be our year, man, and we was doing good, man, and all of a sudden, now they at home like us, man. They at home.
They are quiet, but I understand because they got to solve it up. You know, who we got this weekend playing? We got Green Bay and. Who we got playing this weekend?
Green Bay, man.
I don't know the lineup this weekend. Help me out, Mr. P. Who we got playing?
You know, I don't even know the lineup. Only because after
the Cowboys, your whole mind go blank after the Cowboys.
Hey,
I understand.
Like football, what? Football, what?
Who even paying attention? That's how important the boys is. Who paying attention to everybody else? You see what I'm saying? See what we got to deal with? Yeah, don't y'all be jealous. We understand the Cowboys. Hey, yeah, we're a significant team, but my goodness. You know,
right,
it's a whole
right.
totally different weekend this weekend.
Yes, sir. Listen, so you asked about the lineup. Today at 3:30, we have the Bengals playing the Titans. And then later on tonight at 7:15, we have the 49ers taking on the Packers. That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a really good game. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. That's going to be a game. And then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we have the Rams playing the Buccaneers. That's also going to be a game. That's going to be some good football to watch. I'm going to bring Kari back. I'm going to bring him back in and ask him that question. You know, Mr. Kari, who would you trade on the Cowboys right now to even try to make the playoffs and or Super Bowl next year? Who would you trade?
This isn't Kari. This is Big Brother Zay.
Uh-oh, we got Zay on the line. What's up, man? What's up? How you doing,
Great.
Sir?
Zay. Yes.
What's going on, Zay? How you doing?
Good.
You're doing good? Listen, we talking sports right now. You follow the Cowboys?
Yes, I follow all sports.
All right. I like that confidence. All right, so I'm going to ask you this question. We were just talking about the Cowboys, and we were talking about maybe trading players. You know, like in the NBA when, you know, you have a player that's not performing good and, you know, they put them on that trade block, you know, the trade talk. Who would you trade in on the Cowboys that didn't show up at the playoffs the other weekend? Who would you trade?
Ezekiel Elliott for sure.
That's two right there. You know.
Tell me why. Tell me your reasoning why. Tell us your reasoning why.
Because he getting old and like when he first started playing, he was good, but now he just like he just needs to go in retirement. He getting too old.
Okay, get too old. His running got a little slow, huh?
Yeah, he's not performing right.
Interesting.
Well, man, out of the mouth of babes, they will talk, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he said.
Yes, sir. You know, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, right?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Zay,
what grade are you in?
Ninth.
You're in the ninth? Uh-oh, okay, you're in the ninth grade? Now, do you play sports? I know you say you follow all sports. You got to play some. What you playing?
I play football, basketball, and baseball.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Now, what's your position in all three?
In football, I play fullback and linebacker. In baseball, I play catcher. And in basketball, I play shooting guard.
So that means you can shoot the ball, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're gonna see next time me and your auntie, me and Miss Kia D come down to Memphis, man, we're gonna have to go play some basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna ask you like I asked your brother. So if you had to play one of those three sports going out to college and get a scholarship and play, which sport would that be and why?
Football, because I've been playing football all my life and I'm just the best at, like, I'm better than. And basketball and baseball, like, I'm good, but just not as good as I am in football.
He got that Riley aggression. He ready.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. Listen, this is your first time calling into the Cave Radio Show, so we're going to call you one of our little cave men, you know, even though you're in ninth grade, you know. You're growing, so I'm gonna include you as the caveman right here on the Cave Radio Show. So that means you can call in any Saturday you feel like calling in and just want to be online talking. You can do that. We talk sports over here, man. We have a good time over here, right here with myself and Mr. E-Man. Mr. E-Man, he has a show on Sunday nights as well at 9 p.m. And so that's another show you can tune into and just listen, man. You can always get some encouraging words and something that'll help you throughout school, your week during school and stuff. How's your grades and everything? How are you holding up in the grades?
Good. It's really easy at high school. You just got to pay attention.
Okay. All right. I feel you. You got to pay attention. That's all that matters.
You're right. You got to stay focused.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. T, let me ask this young man a question. You know, I suggest something to him. Give me your name again.
Yeah,
did he say Trey or Zay? I can't remember his name.
Zay.
Young man, I heard you say three different sports. And you pick football, but I would encourage you with baseball, with softball, and if you number one, it is the highest paying sports ever. You'll make a whole lot of more money in baseball than you would football or basketball any day. That's the first thing. But just for the significance of football, stay with baseball because it's the coordination of the game that helps you in football. If your eyes is, because you know that ball is coming at you, what, 30 miles, it's so fast until the concentration of your eyes, it helps you with the concentration in playing football. When you talk about the Deion Sanders, the reason why Deion Sanders picked baseball and football, the baseball helped him on the football field because he had to watch that ball, he had to stand back. That's why he was, of course, along with his speed, you got to have speed, and it works your endurance and with your speed, your coordination of your hands and your eyes. So concentrate on a little bit of baseball, then play football, and listen, you and your brother, y'all going to be a force to be reckoned with because I'm going to following you. I'm going to be following you, both of y'all young men, and I'm going to borrow a whole lot of money from you guys. You know what I'm saying? Remember my name, E-Man. If you see E-Man, I'm gonna send you my cash app because y'all young men gonna make a lot of money. Why? Because as I listen to you, both of y'all so articulate, y'all sound very, very knowledgeable and educated. And we need young black men like you, young men, that's focused on knowing what you want to do, being driven like you are. I think we're on our way, don't you think so, Mr. T? Just stay focused now.
Just stay focused. Yep.
Keep them grades up. Let your auntie know about them grades. You know, we want them grades to stay up. You say it was easy in high school. You know, don't get distracted because why? You know, it's a lot of our young men, you know, I'm going to switch a little bit. They look at the opportunity to make a lot of money in sports, and that's one of the avenues of making money. But if you don't understand how to save and keep the money, you'll lose it. And so in all that getting, you know, get that education because it will take you far. Get that degree. I'm a living witness. My son went on and got a degree from the NFL, and he owned a couple of properties in L.A. Why? Because he have learned how to invest his money and do it well. And so I encourage you and your brother, I encourage y'all too. I mean, y'all sound like some fine young men. And we just peacock proud, hyena happy of you. So just do what you're doing. You're in the ninth grade getting ready to cross over. Them little young girls, little young girls, they're going to be up there, young man. They're going to be in your face. You probably already got like 2 or 3 girlfriends, huh? How many girlfriends you got?
A lot.
I got one. Where your mama at?
I
only got one.
Okay. Stay focused. But no, I encourage you. You sound like a fine young man, and we're just proud of you. And you just keep on doing the doggone thing. I just hate to see y'all mama grocery bill. My goodness, I bet she's like, oh my god. What size shoe you wear?
10 and a half.
All right, that's good. I can come raid your closet, man. So if you got some good shoes, you might want to hide them, because I'm telling you, if I see them and I can fit them, I might have to get them off for you.
Yes. Well, congratulations to you, young man. You and your brother, y'all keep doing the doggone thing, and we just know that we're proud of you. Me and Mr. T is here, and Mr. Davis is here to support you guys. Anything y'all need, let us know. But my encouraging words, just get that education, you know. Yes, sir. And stay safe out there on the football field.
Yes, sir.
You know, Zay, before you get off, Zay, I want to ask you this too, because, you know, when we talk to a lot of kids and they say about the sports and stuff that they want to pursue and stuff like that, you know, you always got to have a backup plan. So if that don't work out, you know what I'm saying, if the sports side don't work out, you always got to have a backup plan. And that's not doubting you in any way of your talent. That's just being real.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you had to do something else outside of sports, you know, what would that be? You know what I'm saying? What would you try to shoot out there for your, as far as a career? If you didn't, if sports didn't work out, what career path would you go down?
I'm gonna make my own football league, there's a team, a league out here called PAL, and Craig Little, he owns it, and I'm gonna make one just like him.
Well, you better go.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Little creative minds right there. Oh, I can tell you.
Yes,
there's some little creative minds right there, you know.
Yes, sir. Yep.
So awesome. Yeah.
He also, real quick, you know, he also, both of them, Zay and Kari, they are avid video gamers, and they are like the bomb on these video games. They be talking trash and stuff, you know, to the other players on the other end over in other countries. I'm like, what is going on? It's online, of course, online. Tell them about your what you like to play, because I don't know if you got an Xbox or Mario Kart. Tell them PlayStation. Tell them what you got.
I got a PS4, and I play Madden, 2K, and Fortnite, and GTA Warzone.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's that digital stuff right there, Mr. T. You know, and them gamers, man, it's off the chain. You know, that gamer thing is, from my understanding, and this young man can help me, that gamers now is becoming to be one of the top-rated sports. You know, everyone is gaming now. I'm about to give him so I can learn how to game a little bit. You know, every time you click on your phone, somebody's playing somebody. You know?
Yep. I was about to say, they have those gaming tournaments, and these guys win like thousands of dollars, you know, playing these games, $100 however they do it. I got me an Xbox E-Band on Christmas, man. I'm going to buy me
you got your Xbox?
I got me an Xbox, man, and I'm like, oh man, I haven't played a game system in years, man. So I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get back on it, man, so I can be one of those gaming people. So I ain't gonna play nobody online right now, because I play 2K, man, and basketball. And if I play anybody online right now, they probably gonna quit, man, because they're gonna be like, this dude don't know how to play. This dude can't play, man. Well, I don't know why he on here, but hey, listen, I'm still in practice mode. So once I get out of practice mode, Zay, I'm gonna be hitting you up, man. Let's get on the game, man. Let's get on the game. I'm gonna have to play. Hey, but don't be talking noise to the music, man, because I'll be the one to hang up. Or I'll be talking noise too. Well, listen, y'all are tuned in to the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley. Alongside, we have Mr. E Man here. We just sitting up talking, man. We have Mr. Zay and Kari from Memphis, Tennessee, on the line. Listen, they some young men with some big dreams and big goals and stuff like that. So we want to encourage y'all to keep on going, man. Keep doing your thing and keep those grades. And most importantly, first and not least, you know, keep God first, man, and obey your mama. Listen to your mama. You know, she's doing everything she can do to raise y'all, getting y'all a good education and supporting y'all in y'all sports and everything. So keep it up, keep up the awesome work, Miss Kia D, your AT over here. She's very excited about you guys. And listen, when we get back down to Memphis, man, we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna have some fun. Y'all know how we did it last time. I think we was down at Beale Street. Went and got some food, walked around, hung out. Got to ride the horse, man. Why don't you tell everybody about the horse?
Yeah, it was very fun. We got to see, everything. It was fun.
Yeah, we almost tipped it over, man. I think it was too packed out. The horse was tired. Yeah, man, the horse was tired of pulling us on the back of the carriage, man. It was so many of us on that thing, man, and we got a chance to hook up the music to the Bluetooth, so we riding down Memphis, downtown Memphis, listening to some music, got everybody looking at us all crazy out there, you know what I'm saying? But we had a good time, you know. So we definitely looking forward to that again. It was definitely fun. So we're gonna have to do something a little different next time because I don't want it to be cold. If it's cold, we're not gonna be outside, Zay. We're not gonna be outside if it's cold, man. I can't do the cold. Can't do it.
Boy.
It's very cold right now.
Oh yeah. It's cold. It's definitely cold, man. So we'll have to find something on the inside to do. You know, again, I'm gonna try to get y'all, pull y'all boys apart, man, and we can go play some basketball somewhere. Cause I definitely want to see how y'all get down on the court, man. I used to play basketball back in the day, and I haven't been in a while. So. A little rusty. I'm a little rusty a little bit. I might get about one, two games out. You might get two games out of me. I don't know. But we'll see. But I'm definitely excited and happy to be a part of you guys and looking forward to hanging out with y'all again down there in Memphis. But again, man, thank you for calling in on today. Thanks for calling in today on the Cave Radio Show. You can call back any Saturday, man. We live. We go live on Saturday. We have a good time. You know, we talk about a whole bunch of stuff over here. Miss Kia D had a question she asked earlier. We're not going to talk about that. Mr. E-Man, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later, man. It was wild. But anyway, listen, man. We go ahead.
I was saying, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, but okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll I'll tell you the question later. But
okay.
But listen, man, I want to give everybody a shout out for calling in, tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Brad for listening in online. Shout out to you, my brother. Next time, hey, listen, man, come on, get on the phone, man. We can talk, we can chop it up, we can have a good time. I know you were talking about them Cowboys, man. I know you got a lot to say about the Cowboys, so listen, tune in anytime. We can talk about the Cowboys next week, the week after that, next month. It don't even matter. We can talk about the Cowboys because at this point, the season's over with. So, you know, everything we want to say, we can say it because next year they need to change it up. Or we're going to be back in the same situation next year, which I hope not.
Maybe we'll get one of the Cowboys to interview them. You know, since they ain't got nothing else to do, they can come chit-chat on We Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Gino as well, who's tuning in online. Shout out to my sister Darcy.
Chauncey over there in Memphis raising them big old boys size 13,
yeah.
260.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Darcy.
Yeah, I got another nephew over there as well. Shout out to Tay. He holds me down too. I'm sure he's doing something amazing. They're all extremely smart. And my niece, she has a beautiful daughter as well. Shout out to all of you guys. And my other niece, Ray Ray, and her beautiful kids too. So, listen, they got Memphis on lock out there. Real talk, real talk. Shout out to all of y'all. And Darcy, thank you for letting them be a part of the show today. You're amazing, Mom.
Yes, thank you, Miss Darcy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you again, man. We're going to have some more of that good old food that you was holding down when we were there.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we had that barbecue. Yeah, we had that big old rib up there on that grill, Mr. E-Man. That, man, it was a big old rib, big old slab of ribs, man.
Tay was the one out there doing that.
Tay, the young man Tay was out there, man. We had a young E-Man, the young man Tay. I was sitting in the car watching this young man cook, and I was like, let me get out and help him. But he held it down, man. He held that grill down.
Yeah, I think he was on like 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, they say they're some big boys. Them sound like some big boys. So, you know, I understand, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They don't mind helping out. They don't mind helping out around the house, you know, cooking or whatever the case may be. So shout out to them, man. I'm excited and ready to see them again. I want to shout out to my little friend over there, Mike, that was my homie. Little Mike, that's my homie, man. Listen, man, I don't know what it was about me that he, you know, Mike, he just clinged to me, man. He was hanging out with me, you know, wanted to ride in the car, wanted to sit in the car with me. I wasn't even going nowhere. He just wanted to be around me. So shout out to Mike, that's my homie, man. I got to go see him.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's up, Mike?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good.
You doing good? What you up to?
I'm from the Cleveland. How you been?
I've been good, man. I've been good. I've been working and stuff, man. I got to come down and see you, man. And miss you, man.
I remember.
You remember?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in on the show, man. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Do you play any sports, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Auntie Nakia. Hey, baby. Hey, sweetheart. How y'all doing?
I got a basketball game today.
You do? You going for that W?
Nope.
We're going to get that W, yes.
We're going to get that W.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. I love y'all, and I miss y'all so much. I can't wait to see y'all again.
Love
you.
Auntie
Makia.
I got a
game,
too.
Hi. Hey, sweet cheeks. Hi, baby girl.
Hey. Listen, man, y'all know how we do. This is a family affair over here, man. We got the whole family over here, and they doing things, man. Mike got a little basketball game today, so we wanna make sure we shout him out. You know, he gonna go out there and score some points today and win that game, Mike. That's so beautiful.
Y'all wish us luck.
Oh, y'all got
yes,
the win.
Sir,
y'all got the
win. Good luck.
Love you.
All right, love you too.
I got a game too.
Huh?
I got a game too.
Oh, why?
This Kari.
Kari, you got a game today?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! It sounds like it's about to be a busy Saturday morning.
Good luck, baby. Good luck. We got it. Don't let that W.
Love you.
And we're gonna get that W. What's up, y'all? What's up, Darcy? How you doing,
let's
man?
Get that
mom of the year. It's a family affair, baby. Appreciate y'all. Absolutely. Appreciate you for letting them call in this morning and be a part of the show, man. You're doing a great job out there. Great job out there. I know it ain't easy going from game to game to game, but you do it with such delight and with such a big heart. I've seen you do it for years, man. Keep going. Keep pushing, man. So proud of you, Queen.
I appreciate that, sis. Straight up.
I appreciate it. You know how we do? You know how we do?
Is this the mother? Is she one of those mothers that are you one of those mothers that's down there on the field that's screaming at the coaches when your son gets kicked out of the game?
Yes, I'm one of those on the field. Yes, sir.
I've seen Kid D in action, so I already know Dorothy over there. But I know she's times two over there. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yes, it goes down for real. It goes down for real.
Yeah, them sports moms. I
with
tell
all
you,
due
sports
respect
moms,
to the kids. Yes. With all due respect to the kids, because it is a kid's sport.
Right. Yeah, we celebrate the sports moms because, boy, let me tell you, if them sports moms weren't in the Grinches, Mr. T, if them sports moms weren't on the sideline, I tell you, you know, a lot of our young kids, when they look up and either see their dad or their mother on the sidelines fighting for them and rooting for them, that allows them young men and them young ladies to go so far, no matter what sport they are in. Because I
think that's what
right. I mean, Miss Davis doing it. She wrestled. You know, and if anybody, which one is that? Riley wrestled.
Yeah, Riley wrestled.
I tell you, listen, I'll be watching it on the network. I can hear Miss Davis in the background. Get up, Riley! Get up, Riley! Ain't nothing like a sports mom. you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like a sports mom. So, Mom, we celebrate you because as I listen to your young men, they so articulate and so amazing. The work that you have put in and you are putting in, you know, as what a mom do. You're nurturing them real well, and they sound like they're on their way. So kudos to you, mother.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to get them there. I'm trying to get them there. You got to stay prayed up, though. Take a lot of patience and prayer.
Right.
That's right.
But yes, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate that acknowledgement.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Y'all keep tuning in, keep following us. They can call in any Saturday, they're free or whatever, they can call in and just, you know, if they just wanna listen or if they just wanna talk about their games and stuff like that. Listen, this is the platform for them, so they can definitely call in and talk about their game they won, talk about how many points they scored, or if they got that special tackle, that special hit, you know what I'm saying, that one hit that rocked the stadium, rocked the crowd. Listen, we are here for it. Again, we want to thank you for calling in to the Cave Radio Show with myself, T. Smiley. And we have Mr. Eman online and Ms. Kia D in the studio as well. Keep it locked. You know what I'm saying? This is the number one station over here in the DFW and around the world. So, listen, y'all keep it up. Keep following us. We want to thank everybody for calling in today. Thank everybody for calling in and being a part of the show today. As we always do, we always end in our shows with prayer. Mr. E-Man, I want to ask if you pray us out on today, if you don't mind, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, let's pray real quick. Spirit of the living God, how we just honor you on this Lord's day. Father God, we thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this morning show. Thank you for these young men. Thank you for this mother. Thank you for this owner of this network, Lord, that you allowed us to have a platform to come and express ourselves, to come and have conversation. Thank you, God, for this network. We thank you, God, because you do all things well. Father God, we continue to bless this show, the K Radio Show, and Mr. Peace Violet. Father God, we bless this mother that's raising these fine young men. We thank God for these fine young men. We know they're going to do well. We pray for everyone that's listening to on the network today. We pray a blessing on everyone that's on listening to We Talk Radio Network. Those that's out there that need healing, Father God, those out there that need deliverance, Father God, those that just need a touch from you, God. We pray, God, for healing for COVID. We pray, God, healing for just any kind of disease that's lurking around, God. Father God, and until we meet again on next Thursday morning on the K Radio Show, let this be the best productive week for somebody. We pray a blessing on each and every listener that this week will be the best week of their lives. Father God, something good is going to happen to them this week. And Father God, we'll continue to give you the glory, the praise and the honor, because you're worthy in every situation.
This is my prayer on the behalf of Peace Violet and the Cave Radio Show this morning. Until we meet again, be blessed, everybody. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen. We want y'all to tomorrow. Listen, again, if y'all not going to church, I encourage you to go to church. But if you're not going to church and you just want to be at the house, listen, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Join us for the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn and Soil Church. Yes, that's right. And then after later on that evening around 7 o'clock. Join us for the brand new day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. And then last but not least, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Mr. E-Man for the E-Man After Show. Listen,
yeah,
be there. All of you guys over here on the Cave Radio Show, if y'all listen to some men talk and have a good conversation, go right over there at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow for Mr. E-Man After Show. It's always something good. It is always something good. Something you can take away, something you can use all week long. But just tune in for Mr. E-Man. We want to thank y'all for being a part of the We Talk Radio Network. Thank y'all for being listeners, our number one listeners. And again, we will meet y'all on the Cave Radio Show next Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Check us out on www.wetalkradio.com. Check us out on all social media platforms. But I really, really, really need you to do me a favor. I need you to go to YouTube right now, and I need you to subscribe to our YouTube channel right now. You can do that by going to YouTube and typing in We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, We Talk Radio Network. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, like, comment, and tell somebody about us. We're on all social media platforms, and we want you to join us now. We're going to be giving away a whole lot of stuff this year, lots of prizes, lots of money, and the only way you can get it is if you are locked in. Check us out on all our radio shows all throughout the week. I sound like a commercial, don't I? It's your girl, Kid D, right here on the T Smiley Radio Show. Check us out.
Wow. Y'all heard it. Go do that. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show, and listen, y'all come back next Saturday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We will be here. We will be here rocking and rolling. Matter of fact, next Saturday morning, I will actually not be here.
Right.
I have to attend a funeral, Mr. E-Man. I have a funeral. One of the church mothers, well, the church mother of my uncle's church in Garland, she passed away. She transitioned over, and
my
so they're going to have her celebration next Saturday morning at 11 a.m., so I will definitely be attending that. But the Cave Radio Show still will go on. We have a special show next week, so y'all, hey, come back. T. Smiley won't be here, but listen, it's going to be a special show. We'll have E-Man, Mr. E-Man and Miss Kia D here doing the Cave Radio Show next weekend. So listen, y'all come back. We have a show for you. But until then, listen, we're gonna say goodbye for now, and we will see y'all next Saturday. Have a good Saturday, have a blessed Saturday, and thank you for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
From Compton, Kush, from Cali, that's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus. We all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas. I done pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, Kush, from Cali, that's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus. We all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas, I done pulled me a cup. Lil' shorty look good like tofu. She a full course meal with a good vibe. Wanna know about a nigga, what you been through? From a city where a nigga pull your shit back, and a bitch will break you off like a kickback. And the weed how you feel, the life's bitter.
Just
I
like
was sticking her down in the winter. At the dinner, she said, I remember. Ugh, fell for a nigga like Timber. Beast on the beats, wolf in the streets. Leader of my own, gorilla.
Gorilla Glue hit it, now I'm feeling King Kong. Fuck with my guys trying to get the team on. Wanna ride till you die for the gain, oh for God. Shot fired at him, nigga quickly forgot. Only seen the game. Clip from the blicky look long where it hang. But that ain't my get down, just a stand up nigga. I could never ever sit down. Little ass nigga, get that shit from my brother. I'm a dog when I hit it from the back, call me daddy. Handsome ass nigga, get the looks from my mother's. Turn into a monster in the bed and undercover. Smoke with a nigga that could live on you forever. I'ma drive, she gon' ride a roll. Wild
in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, Kush from Cali. That's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus. We all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas. I done pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, Kush from Cali. That's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus. We all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas. I done pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk. Tell the way.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.